This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Alex Jones, the cure to fake news. Coming to you live from Austin, Texas.
This entire high-tech spy grid of AI being built is Lucifer, who cannot approach omnipresence, attempting to create an artificial omnipresence. But really, it's not an omnipresence. It's a control grid to make you follow the orders they give so that they can have an omnipresence of falsehood with no free will. Because there is no omnipresence with free will. God has created separate universes so that he would no longer be omnipresent. He still has the omnipresence, but chooses to wall it off by releasing the free will. That's a complex system, but you can figure it out, I'm sure. We're taking phone calls. Paul Watson's coming up in the next segment. He's loaded for bear. He's got the former lead singer of the Misfits on, who's been banned from a big festival in England for daring to promote Infowars.com. Right now, let's go to Bethany in PA, then Judy in Florida. Bethany in PA, thank you for holding so much today.
Hey, Alex Jones, how are you?
I am. Peachy King.
Just want to plug your bodies real quick, if I could. It is the best anti-inflammatory pain reliever I have ever taken. I was in a car accident 5 years ago, had severe neck pain, was taking over-the-counter medicine, had doctors prescribe things to me. Nothing worked except for this. I still have little tinges of pain, but I have never had such, I've never felt like this since before my accident. So thank you so much for your quality product.
Well, no, thank you. Listen, turmeric, and when it's concentrated hundreds of times stronger than it normally is in the root form from India, is a known anti-inflammatory. So that's what I'm saying is, turmeric, especially bodies, is 95% curcumin, one of the strongest out there. It works better for me with a pin in my leg and a torn Achilles and all sorts of injuries. It works better for me and for my wife, who has a hip that hurts from tennis and an elbow, than Advil. I'm not comparing it to Advil. I'm just saying, yes, it's amazing. What happened when you took bodies?
It's natural and stuff. It took about a week and a half for me to actually start to feel the pressure in my neck start to just basically release and go away. I'm able to.
And by the way, that's key. It's not like Advil that hits in 3 hours. Exactly. It's a natural anti-inflammatory, so it takes about a week generally for it to really kick in.
Yeah, I had limited head movement. I couldn't really turn my head all the way to the left, my shoulder. I'm now able to move my head from side to side without having this intense pain that I've had from the accident. It's been a miracle, honestly, for me.
Well, it's the power of what God gave us through Mother Nature. Bethany, what else is on your mind today?
Just wanted to talk about the censorship that you guys are under. You obviously know it's backfiring in the face big time. I have had 3 of your stickers right on the back of my car plastered for everybody to see for 3 years. I've had absolutely no reaction until you were banned simultaneously from Facebook, YouTube, all of that. I've had such hostility towards me from the people in my community now that they know what InfoWars is because of the false narrative that they're giving on the mainstream news. I've had people giving me dirty looks, flipping me off, cutting me off in the road. I actually had somebody road rage against me because they saw my bumper stickers. They rolled down their window and started yelling at me about how I'm a racist, how I'm privileged because I'm white, how I wish that's the furthest thing from it.
And again, InfoWars has been like Trump, a new target. So you're getting what the left's thinking. So they're manifesting on you what they're already thinking. So they see InfoWars as a trigger, and that shows the type of bizarre race-baiting brainwashing that they have engineered into their own people. Very, very sad.
Exactly. And what's even more sad is they think that because they are yelling at me and screaming at me and all these profanities, they think that I'm going to do what, the alt-right, what they say does, that I'm going to start fighting with them back. And that's the opposite of what I do. I actually sit there and encourage them to talk to me instead of screaming. Why are you upset? Why do you disagree?
And what do they do once you do that?
They scream louder because they don't have an answer. They're just mad at InfoWars because of the truth. And they are sticking their head in the sand like a bunch of ostriches.
Well, they're seeing you as one-dimensional as a person, and it's their time to be hateful. It's their time to be a you're a bad person because the media said you were a Nazi when they're funded by George Soros, the Nazi collaborator. Bethany, great points. God bless you. Thanks for the support. We'll be back with more calls. And Paul, Joseph Watson from Her Britannic Majesty's London. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this, this is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible, and folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Look, we got loaded phone lines, but Paul Watson's ready to take over. He's got the former Misfits frontman on, who's been banned from a festival for sharing tweet Paul Joseph Watson and Alex Jones articles from InfoWars.com, so that's coming up. So I apologize to Judy and Lindsay and everybody else. Get their number and stuff. Tomorrow we'll actually call them and get them on if they can do it. But that's the problem with having 20 phone lines. We get 10 callers on, we can't get the rest. So, but this is the fourth hour of Paul Joseph Watson. Please don't forget, tomorrow... on Wednesday, we're going to go from 8 a.m. until midnight. So that's 16 hours, ladies and gentlemen. Stand with Trump, stand with InfoWars, stand with free speech, stand with America against the tanks of censorship, the tanks of peer pressure, the tanks of oppression. It is all coming up. And you can share the live links at InfoWars.com/show. You can still get the Android app downloaded millions of times. We launched 6 weeks ago, a week before our banning. The Apple app, you still have it on your phone, is there, but millions downloaded it, and then they banned it. So that's there as well. But whatever you do, realize they don't want this broadcast for a reason. We'll show you Antifa saying, kill Trump, kill his family, running Ted Cruz out. DrudgeReport.com, link to it right now. We'll show you it and predict things over and over again. Like I said, three accusers will now be walked out against him. Last Tuesday, Kavanaugh. It's all coming up. And finally, people are like, man, you're not making a bigger deal out of this PayPal banning. I'm going to be like Emperor Palpatine. You go, help me, I'm weak. Oh, help me. Look, they've already taken most of our sponsors. They already kicked us off being able to advertise with our own money online. They've already tried to take my children, had the whole media sit there and put lies there to get to the jury to try to take my kids. They've already done so much, it makes me fight them harder. So it's not that I want you to financially support us because I'm a victim. I want you to financially support us because, A, we're fighting the globalists and really having a big effect, and B, just as important, these are great, great products. Just like our information's game-changing, X2, the last run of it, still the special's up at 25% off. I don't know if I'll ever get X2 again because the contract's broken. I can't get the Earth Crystal Source of the best halogen. 20% off Super Male and Super Female Vitality. Price went up on that. It's cold pressed, amazing herbs for libido, energy, stamina. It's the last run of that. Super Male and Super Female Vitality. Brain Force Plus, the amazing nootropic. Paul loves it. 40% off. 40% off Secret 12. Your financial support. They said we have 10 business days on PayPal as our payment processor. And so, you know, you can still get in there and use PayPal, dump your wallet on us, support us, and then cancel that PayPal. George Soros has bought a controlling interest 7 a month ago. People said, well, why did you attack Soros for buying it? I didn't know until I looked it up. I said, I bet Soros is involved. Oh, Soros bought PayPal a month ago. Okay, now I see. Oh, Soros bought into Facebook. He bought into Twitter. Boom, it happens. There are other payment processors. They'll go after those. Look, the point is, I expect to be attacked. Okay? I don't want to be out in the street and have some leftist shoot me or whatever, but if that happens, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm where I need to be. And so I think we're going to win. So sorry to the other callers, Lauren, George, Gerald, Nicole, Gator, Lindsay, Judy, Skyler, Nelson, Danny, Tristan, Eric. We'll get to all of you tomorrow, I promise. We'll, if you want to give us your number, we'll call you back, put you front of the line tomorrow, and we'll take calls tomorrow. But I want Paul to be able to take over right now. Just remember, I'm not a Netflix show. I'm a real guy being demonized by the whole globalist system to be an example to others. If you stand up to us, we'll destroy you. Well, you're a day late and a dollar short, globalists. We already rebooted America, rebooted nationalism, exposed globalism. And so everything else happens to me is gravy. I don't want to die, but I've already fulfilled my purpose. I intend to keep going on and on and on. And I'm sure that's in God's plan. I certainly hope. So pray for us. Spread the article. Spread the videos. Financial support is the great products you need. It is a 360 win. Whatever you do, be part of history now. All right. Speaking of history now, we got 50 minutes left in this transmission. Then the War Room with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone and others coming up. Spread those live links, Infowars.com/show. And now, Paul Joseph Watson.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, we got a new story breaking at this hour, which has the potential to be the funniest story of the entire year. Creepy porn lawyer Michael Aventi, who of course is the lawyer for Stormy Daniels, he basically came out with some claims a couple of days ago that there was a third Kavanaugh accuser. He said he was 100. He said she was 100% credible. Those were his words, 100% credible. Along with that came these salacious tales of alcohol-fueled gang rape sessions that Kavanaugh, the virgin, apparently engaged in during his younger days. Well, now, mysteriously, just as of today, Michael Aventi locks account after admitting Kavanaugh accuser might not come forward. Now, if these rumors flying around Twitter are true, and again, it's unconfirmed, but this is very much front and center of Twitter right now, it appears that creepy porn lawyer Michael Aventi may have by a member of 4chan posing as a Kavanaugh victim, claiming that these gang rapes had happened, and it was all complete nonsense. Again, this is unconfirmed as of this hour, but he's locked down his Twitter account. There's the headline out of Breitbart. Attorney Michael Aventi said his client might now not come forward against Brett Kavanaugh, and then locked his Twitter public profile from view. Why might she not come forward? Well, if you go on my Twitter profile, I retweeted a post from somebody who said, quote, it's because he was embarrassed by a 4chan prank. The woman who had him blaring about a new Kavanaugh accuser and rape gangs was the girlfriend of a 4chan guy. When she went dark, he realized his big reveal was a hoax and he was going to look like a punk. It could actually be the case that this mysterious third accuser who came forward with all these salacious tales of alcohol-fueled gang rape sessions is completely made up out of thin air.
And let me add this, Paul. We have Jimmy Kimmel saying, cut Kavanaugh's wee-wee off. These are the same folks, you know, that called Trump Putin's, you know what, holster. I mean, if we were doing this, we would be arrested. Here's the clip of Kimmel.
Kavanaugh gets confirmed to the Supreme Court. Okay. Well, in return, we get to cut that pesky penis of his off in front of everyone. No? That's not good? No. I thought I had a solution there for a minute.
I know. Paul Watson, go ahead and take over.
Yeah, so now the third accuser appears to be a 4chan troll. Remains to be confirmed, but that could be the case. Of course, we have the second accuser, Deborah Ramirez, who claims that Kavanaugh pulled out his manhood during a drinking game. She admits she has significant gaps in her memories, just as Ford, the original accuser, does. Her best friend, who was supposedly there and supposedly witnessed this, she claims, said she's, quote, never heard of the incident in question. Ramirez gave the New Yorker six names who apparently would confirm the story. All of them said it never happened. Even the New York Times, no fan of Trump or Kavanaugh, couldn't find anyone to corroborate.
But Paul,
the story.
That's my question. Why did both these women give five, six names apiece? People go, this is total horse crap. We were never even at a party with her. Why do they do that? It's weird.
Because they just don't care. They think as long as they can derail it and delay it until after the midterms or, you know, pressure Trump to get somebody else nominated, that they can buy enough time and then potentially win the Senate and get their own candidate in after 2020. Anything goes at this point, Alex, anything whatsoever. None of this stacks up whatsoever. You've got the first accuser, Ford, waiting 36 years to report this. She didn't report it to law enforcement. She reports it to politicians. Oh, but it's not political, is it, Alex? Then we have her saying...
By the way, you raped me 36 years ago, Paul. Now, you step down from public life, when just like they say, guilty until proven innocent, even though you're not 36 years old. How old are you, Paul? 35?
36.
So, at birth, you raped me.
3 months old, it happened. You know, potentially, you've got witnesses. I mean, it could have happened.
I do. Hold on, there's one. Yes, hold on, hang on there. Paul, you're a rapist. How dare you rape me? Don't question accusers. Don't question the abused. Don't question victims. I want you off air. Admit it. Admit you're sorry for raping me.
Well, believe the victim, Alex. Believe the victim. Every woman has the right to be believed, unless you...
And I identify as a woman.
Yeah, unless you're assaulted by Al Franken, unless you're groped by Cory Booker, unless you're physically abused by Keith Ellison. And it's
you raped me at 3 months old. I want you in jail. Say you're sorry for raping me.
I deeply and humbly apologize.
That's more like it. You don't question victims. Damn it. Paul Watson, the rapist of Alex Jones, coming up next.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
In the next segment, we have Michael Graves, the former Misfits punk rock singer. We were pronouncing his name wrong because of the way it's spelled, but Michael Graves coming on to talk about why he was banned basically by a music festival despite having sold out shows because he dared support free speech and retweeted yours truly and Alex Jones. That's coming up in the next segment. For the moment, Twitter is ablaze with speculation about whether or not 4chan trolled creepy porn lawyer Michael Aventi into putting forward this accuser, this third accuser of the Supreme Court nominee Kavanaugh. You know, he came out of these lurid tales of gang rape, alcohol-fueled sex parties. It turns out that it may have been a 4chan troll all along. Again, this is not confirmed. Chris Barron just commented on this on Twitter. I just retweeted him, a pro-Trump conservative strategist. He says, Aventi can't even handle Trump trolls. How do you think he'll fare against Trump himself? What a fake, tough guy, a fraud and a grifter. Perfect face for the modern left. And he said that in response to Aventi's explanation as to why he'd locked down his Twitter account, which basically amounts to, oh, they were being mean to me. That's what Michael Aventi has given as his reason for locking down his account. The speculation is actually that he locked down his account because his story about this third Kavanaugh accuser has completely collapsed and blown up in his stupid face. If you go on my Twitter account, I've just retweeted the post on 4chan where they claim that one of their members approached Aventi, creepy porn lawyer, with this fake story about how Kavanaugh was involved in these gang rape sex parties, and it's all complete nonsense. Again, none of that is confirmed, but that is the speculation, the wild speculation that's taken a hold of Twitter right now, so we'll continue to follow it. There you see the screenshot from 4chan. You can click on that and blow it up and read the post. Again, none of this is confirmed, but if it was confirmed, it will definitely qualify as the funniest story of 2018, bar none. So we'll continue to track that for the rest of the broadcast. Twitter has announced it's going to ban dehumanizing comments. Oh, and this won't be abused to censor conservatives even more, will it? Headline, Twitter comments with user help. Twitter on Tuesday reached out to users for help crafting a ban on comments that dehumanize people and set the stage for real-world violence. So again, this is the whole intersectional far-leftist trope that comments and that being mean to people, like being mean to CNN reporters, sets the stage for real-world violence, is abusive, and is targeted harassment. It says a policy change that Twitter has been working on for several months is intended to broaden hateful content restrictions. I wonder who this is going to impact. Take a wild guess. To include barring tweets dehumanizing people based on race, religion, sexual orientation, or other social grouping. Now, it's interesting because I read some of the examples they provide. They basically say if you compare somebody to an animal, then that qualifies as abusive, that qualifies as dehumanizing. Remember a few months back, Donald Trump compared MS-13 gang member killers, people who literally blow up children, to animals. He called them animals. The left got very upset about that. So under this new definition, Twitter would have banned Donald Trump, or at least given themselves the pretext to ban Donald Trump, because he referred to vicious, murdering, thug, gang member, illegal aliens as animals. Remember how, who was it, Pelosi and a bunch of people got really upset over that? Being mean to vicious murdering gang members? Can't do that. Maybe if someone, you know, calls jihadist terrorists a naughty word, is rude to ISIS, maybe they'll get banned as well. Maybe they'll get a psychiatric evaluation like Marine Le Pen's getting over in France. So it says, language that makes someone less than human can have repercussions off the service. Of course, we can get called racist, goblins, troglodytes, evil white people all day long. Nothing happens to those people. Sarah John literally spews race hate and gets verified by Twitter a few weeks later. But God forbid you would be mean to a CNN reporter, banned permanently. So of course this is going to be abused. Of course it's going to increase, intensify and accelerate double standards on the platform. This again is just another dog whistle to censor conservatives. Watch this space as to how they implement it. Meanwhile, BuzzFeed reports Facebook has removed more than a dozen big conservative and liberal political pages, apart from when they say liberal, no, it's just conservative. So LifeZet, which is Laura Ingraham's outlet, they found that one person or one organization was running all these different Facebook pages, and they were all promoting LifeZet.com content. Now, LifeZet.com is a conservative news outlet operated or owned at least by Laura Ingraham. They've banned a bunch of pages tied to that organization. They haven't banned LifeZet yet on Facebook, but they've banned over a dozen hyper-partisan pages with more than 30 million combined fans after discovering they were administered by the same fake account in violation of policies against spamming. Now, I've only read halfway into this article, but it basically says all these different pages were sending out content from LifeZet.com, which again is a conservative news outlet. So how they strung on that into a headline about the banning liberal pages as well doesn't really make a lot of sense. This appears to be targeted at a conservative news outlet primarily. So yet another example of censorship. Meanwhile, as the story we covered earlier, leftist group that harassed Ted Cruz vows, you are not safe, we will find you. They have now deleted that tweet. Whether they were forced to delete it by Twitter or not remains to be seen. They've deleted the tweet. They've deleted the other tweet where they doxed Gavin McInnes, who was on the show earlier, but their account is still active. Twitter has not suspended this far-left, violence-promoting, doxing-promoting, targeted harassment-promoting account for giving out Gavin McInnes' phone number, which led to him getting death threats, and for tweeting, quote, you are not safe, we will find you, we will take from you the peace you have taken from so many others. So again, yet another example of double standards. On the one hand, out of one side of the mouth, they're talking about banning dehumanizing language. Out of the other side of the mouth, this group has merely been forced to delete two tweets. Their account has not been suspended. Double standards in evidence once again. The founder of the group that harassed Ted Cruz, the Antifa professor, who we were talking about before as well, has, like creepy porn lawyer Michael Aventi, placed his Twitter account on lockdown, which of course means that nobody who doesn't follow him can report his tweets. So the tweet from back on November 8, 2016, where he literally encourages people to assassinate Mike Pence, those are his words, quote, assassinate Mike Pence, that's disappeared temporarily. I don't know if that's because he locked down his account or because he deleted the tweet in response to this InfoWars article that's up on screen right now. So if his account comes back from lockdown, then we'll see whether he's deleted those tweets or not. But again, this is the guy who founded the group, the guy who encouraged people to, quote, kill cops first, the guy who encouraged people to kill your local politicians before they kill you. Those were his tweets. He's locked down his account. Is that to avoid being suspended by Twitter, which probably wouldn't suspend him anyway, given that his open encouragement to assassinate Mike Pence has been online for almost 2 years with no action whatsoever. Oh, but there's no discrimination against conservatives. Absolutely incredible. We'll be back with Michael Graves, Misfit Singer, after the break. Don't go.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're back. It is the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. We're trying to get our guest, Michael Graves, hooked up on the line to talk about how he was banned by a music festival, sold out shows already lined up merely for retweeting yours truly, for defending Alex Jones, for defending free speech, the true intolerance of progressivism showing its ugly face. Once again, we're trying to get him on the line. But we're talking about the creepy porn lawyer, Michael Aventi, who again claimed that he had this third accuser, this third Kavanaugh accuser. Turns out, potentially, this is not proven, this is still potential, that he locked down his account on Twitter because it turned out that he'd been pranked by 4chan, who came forward with this fake story from this fake accuser, and that he got completely trolled by it. Now, the question I asked on Twitter just now was this. if Aventi was pranked by 4chan, will the media just continue to believe the story anyway, as they did when 4chan pranked them into believing the OK hand sign was a white power symbol? Because as you remember, even the ADL had to come out and say, no, this was invented by 4chan. This was deliberately invented as a prank to try and convince the media that it was a symbol of white supremacy, when in fact it was just a joke invented on the 4chan message board. But still to this day, they have hissy fits. They panic. They're all over themselves with hysteria and concern when anyone does this OK hand symbol, despite the fact that Oscar Cortez and everyone else has basically done it. So will the media continue to believe this fake story about Kavanaugh allegedly being involved in gang rapes, even if it is proven that it's a 4chan troll? Because they're still in complete agreement. They believe that the OK hand sign is a white power symbol, which also began on 4chan's message board. So will they believe this story, even if it's proven to be a complete hoax? That remains to be seen. Absolutely incredible situation right now. Now, there's a headline on informationliberation.com. New York Times' Kevin Roos pushes for automated Facebook censorship because joke photo went viral. Now, you know that the EU's basically just passed the law, or they've got a final vote on it, I believe, but it looks like it's going to go through, to ban memes, to force social media companies and websites in general to install content filters. So when you upload a meme, it's automatically filtered through this regulatory mechanism, which bans it before it's even allowed to be posted. Well, now New York Times tech writer Kevin Roos suggests that Facebook should automatically prevent fake images from being shared after a hilarious meme of President Trump handing out a MAGA hat to a hurricane victim went viral. Now, this image, this meme, if you look at it, is patently false. It's patently a joke. Nobody in their right mind could ever feasibly believe that President Trump would get on a little dinghy in his full suit and tie in the middle of a hurricane and hand out MAGA hats to people who are stranded and at risk of death. It's obviously a joke. It's obviously a satirical meme. But Roos, the New York Times tech writer, who seems to think he's an investigative genius, tweeted on Monday, a Photoshop picture depicting Trump rescuing people during Hurricane Florence has been shared 275,000 times on Facebook. The original is from Texas flooding in 2015. Oh my God, he's found the original picture that made this meme. Like he's uncovered some dark secret here. As the article states, the picture is an obvious joke. Trump is there in his full suit and tie handing out MAGA hats to people stranded at belly button height water during a hurricane. It's obviously a hoax. It's obviously a satirical meme. Nonetheless, Ruth suggested Facebook should automatically censor such fake images to prevent them going viral. He said Facebook already uses image hashing fingerprinting to prevent repeat uploads of, e.g. revenge porn. Seems like it would be easy to prevent obviously fake photos from going viral. So he's literally sounding the dog whistle for Facebook to ban political memes that boost President Trump, even though it's a joke, or that obviously satirize or insult leftists. The article concludes, perhaps Facebook should appoint Roos and others at the New York Times as meme monitors and allow them exclusively to pick and choose which memes are allowed to be shared. Now, I'll tell you why they're doing this, why they're trying to clamp down on memes, because recently it was announced that Facebook would indeed start to target its fake news monitors, its fact checkers, against satirical memes. Even though memes aren't supposed to be news stories, they're not supposed to be veritas, they're not supposed to be truth, they're fun. But because the left can't meme, now they're trying to ban memes. We can flash back to this article. Infowars.com from June of this year, new scientific study proves the left can't meme, which I wrote. A huge new research study has proved that what everybody suspected all along, the left can't meme. The study undertaken by researchers at University College London found that the most effective memes largely originated in two places. The Donald, which is where this Hurricane Trump meme probably originated, and 4chan's politically incorrect poll forum, which looks like it also originated creepy porn lawyer Michael Aventi's fake third Kavanaugh accuser. And even Vice admitted in a write-up of the study that the most effectively spread memes originated on the Donald or 4chan. Says the researchers studied more than 100 million images from online communities and found that Pol, 4chan, had the highest volume of memes while the Donald was the best at getting memes spread outside its own community. The researchers concluded that the algorithm they developed, and this, bearing in mind this is an algorithm developed to censor memes basically, they developed the algorithm to identify the most effectively spread memes, and it could, quote, be useful for social media platforms trying to automatically detect hateful content, or in other words, it could be used to censor viral memes that are successful in spreading right-wing narratives. While to the naive, they're just a fun way of sharing jokes and other content, the power of memes has grown rapidly in recent years, to the point where they're now seen as a hugely influential tool to amplify political narratives. And because the left can't meme, because they're always petrified about offending somebody and walking on eggshells permanently, they want them banned. Like they want everything else banned. Like when they lose an argument because they've lost the ability to make one, they want people deplatformed. Now they want memes deplatformed. Leftist websites like The Guardian, the most insufferable website on the planet, according to Elon Musk, and The New Yorker, which just came out with this new fake second accuser Kavanaugh story, complained bitterly before the election of Donald Trump that, quote, meme warfare was disrupting politics. Political memes are the raw material of political talk, writes the week's Chuck Tyron. They provide fodder for ongoing political conversations, allowing for informal and spontaneous efforts to define the ethical and moral limits of campaigning. They're really butthurt about how Donald Trump supporters used memes to great effect during the presidential election to get him elected, and they want to do something about it. In a recent article for Salon, Deirdre Olsen also whined about how the political meme has, quote, become the centerpiece of disinformation campaigns, even though it's not supposed to be a straight-up fact, it's a meme, and that, quote, the ability of memes to communicate ideology is boundless. If the left was good at creating and disseminating memes, one wonders if left-wing legacy media outlets would be so down on them. Obviously not. So long as the right has the upper hand on the battlefield of meme warfare, their impact on political discourse will always be demonized and presented as a foreboding sign of the vast right-wing, racist, Russian, fill-in-the-blank conspiracy. So again, just as they can't outline a cohesive political argument without resorting to calling their opponents racist or bigots, or indeed deplatforming their opponents, as we've seen over the past couple of months, the left can't meme. So they simply want to ban memes instead. So what you're going to see over the next few weeks, over the next few months leading up to the midterms, is another contrived moral panic about how memes are fake news, about how memes are misleading. James Woods just locked out of his account on Twitter for, again, posting a satirical meme. This is the war on memes. They're going to tag them as misleading, tag them as fake news, and use that as a contrived moral panic to ban them because, once again, the left can't meme, and it's simply so much easier for them to censor, ban, and deplatform their political adversaries. We'll be back in the next segment of the Alex Jones Show Live. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are back on the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. We're going to hold Michael Graves over until tomorrow's show because he's having some technical difficulties, so he will be on the show tomorrow. For the time being, before I get back into the news, I want to direct you over to the great specials we have at InfoWarsStore.com. which include the Ultimate Bone Broth Formula at a sale price of just $19.95. That is 50% off. We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. It is Ultimate Bone Broth. It's available right now. You can stock up at the low, low price of just $19.95. Incredible ingredients include chicken bone broth, the turmeric root, the charred mushroom, the beet pollen, the goji berry, and alfalfa herb powder. And even more, these powerful ingredients will help you get the most out of your workout by supporting your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. That is Ultimate Bone Broth Formula. Normally $39.95, right now it's at $19.95, a 50% discount. You can also select the auto ship option, which gives you an extra 10% subscription discount, and you don't have to keep remembering to go back and reorder the product. It will automatically be dispatched to you every 14 days, and you can choose whether you want it every 14 days or however much of a gap you want in between. You can select that yourself. Go and read the five-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com, where we also have the second to last run special on Super Male Vitality, again at 50% off. This is the second to last run on the legendary Super Male Vitality formula to help you experience the power of this fan favorite formula. We're dropping the price again by a huge whopping 50%. This product has received thousands of five-star reviews from listeners who've been blown away by the effects. It uses game-changing formula, ancient wisdom, and modern equipment to boost your male vitality and to help you fight fatigue easily. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to take advantage of the massive savings to see why our listeners and customers stand by Super Male Vitality's effectiveness. Super Male Vitality, second to last run, 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, along with a whole roster of other products at low, low discount prices. Use PayPal while you still can, because it's only going to be there for about 8 more business days, so take advantage of that before they ban it completely. Please support this network. Now, earlier we had the story about a top resistance activist being caught on tape in a secret recording, admitted that he gets, quote, paid by, quote, higher-ups to, quote, sow the division. This is Brian Krasenstein, who has something like over 550,000 followers on Twitter. He's always near the top of the responses to Trump's tweets. He came out, made these comments. This is an admitted video. He doesn't deny that this is him in the video. He doesn't deny that that's what he said in the video. Quote, of course there are higher-ups that are paying us. Then he came out with a tweet about an hour ago saying, of course we aren't paid by anyone to tweet. Yet alt-right news organizations like InfoWars, Gateway Pundit and True Pundit and others have used the video to paint an ominous narrative about those of us and those on the right. So he said, we're not paid to tweet, yet literally out of his mouth in the video come the words, of course there are higher-ups that are paying us. Then he goes on to say, to sow the division. So if you get caught admitting it, you can't really take that back. Either it's not you in the video, and like they've edited the audio, he's not denying that it's him in the video. So now he's trying to walk it back. You can't walk it back when it's come out of your mouth. Absolutely incredible duplicitousness by a top member of the resistance. Now let's get into some more news here. We have a story out of PJ Media. Again, on this subject of hate, we've talked about this before. They've broadened out the definition of hate to basically include all conservative opinions. So any kind of vehement opposition, for example, to teaching transgenderism to young children in schools, no, you can't do that. That's hate. That was literally one of the reasons PayPal gave when it banned InfoWars that we were promulgating hate because we opposed the teaching of transgender sex lifestyles to young children in schools. Now we have this headline. EU Justice Commissioner says media must be regulated to prevent hate. Oh, you see how far down the rabbit hole this goes. The shape of things to come, both in Europe and the United States. Racial abuse, discrimination, and the bad version of nationalism, whatever that is. Again, so vague it can be expanded out to include anything. Promotes exclusion and hatred, and they say that's on the rise. And the media may need to be regulated to help curtail the problem. Who's going to regulate it? Oh, it's the EU that's literally trying to ban memes right now and has passed a vote to do exactly that. A dangerous version of nationalism is not only visible in the rising popularity of the extreme parties, it's also evident in the political mainstream. Again, complete waffle, complete nonsense, just another blasé excuse to censor, to deplatform their political opposition as their Byzantine Empire crumbles. The article states, in other words, if you're for little or no immigration, that's now called exclusion. Oh, you see how this works? If you find some cultures, such as your own, worthier than others, that's hatred. Yes. I mean, you could talk about Afghanistan. You know, Bacha-Bazi, where old men get to have sex with little boys. That's part of their culture. You can't criticize their culture because that's exclusion. That's hatred. You could talk about, you know, India, where they poop on the streets because it's in their culture to do so. Causes horrible diseases and child malnutrition, but it's part of their culture. So if then you say that pooping on the streets is bad, then you're engaging in hatred and you will be deplatformed, you will be banned. If you put love of your country over the EU, that's dangerous nationalism. To demonstrate just how far the social justice left despises adherence of free speech, which must perforce include hate speech, take a gander at this justification for consumer gender equality fascism. Count the buzzwords. It says media can build the culture of dialogue, or sow divisions, even though literally leftists admit that they're getting paid to sow division, spread disinformation and encourage exclusion, the commissioner said. Well, the commissioner can go screw herself, hands off our free speech. The Brexit debate is the best example of that. Oh, what a surprise, you want to ban Brexiteers. Politicians should show responsibility and restraint and must realise that their words become justification for some people to act on their urges and their fears. They've literally, in the past, tried to ban people, tried to deplatform people, tried to... In one case, I remember there was an actual charge against somebody for criticising the EU. They give an example. The Czech politician pointed to far-right protests in Chemnitz, the anti-Soros campaign in Hungary, so now you can't criticise George Soros, even though he's behind a lot of these left-wing groups, or growing anti-Muslim or anti-Roma rhetoric as examples when exclusion, discrimination, and lack of respect for minorities. So again, they identify, they define lack of respect for minorities as being opposed to flooding Europe with what Macron said eventually would be 200 million Africans. If you're against that, if you're against mass migration, if you're against displacement of people, if you're against working class, mainly white communities in the UK or other European countries being displaced, if you're against ghettoisation of our country where immigrants do not integrate, they don't get jobs, they get put on welfare, if you call attention to any of that, you're engaging in exclusion, you will be banned, that's hate speech. Again, just a blasé justification for overt mass censorship, we see right through it. Meanwhile in Sweden, Swedish populist politician's home targeted in arson attack. So again, the people that they claim are engaging in hate speech online are literally being hatefully and viciously attacked physically in their own homes being set on fire. But that's tolerant, that's progressive. A Stockholm municipal politician, a member of the Sweden Democrats, was targeted in a deliberate arson attack on her home in the latest assault on the populist party and its members. The unnamed municipal politician's home was targeted in the early morning of Sunday. While she and her partner were up late drinking wine, the woman said that both she and her partner smelled burning and upon examination saw the corner of their wooden home was on fire. Police believe the arson attempt was intentional. So again, populist conservative politicians literally being attacked, their homes set on fire in Sweden. We have this out of the Express. Horror as car plows into crowd of 100 children and teachers. Police manhunt underway. This was in, I think it was near Malmo in Sweden. A car plowed into a crowd of children and their parents on a walk near Karlshamn in Sweden. Luckily, only two children, I believe, were injured, and the injuries were relatively minor. Children threw themselves out of the way of the car, which appeared to have aimed directly for the group of 100 people. The car accelerated into the group of students and teachers. They haven't caught the culprit. They don't know the motive yet. But from what I saw on Twitter, there were attempts to even hide the reporting of this story because of obviously what it would entail. Absolutely chilling situation. Guardian reports Trump urges world to reject globalism in UN speech that draws mocking laughter. I was laughing more at the faces of the UN globalists who Trump completely tore apart during this, I think it was like a 30-minute speech. Absolutely delectable, telling everyone to reject socialism, telling the UN to go screw themselves when it comes to the International Criminal Court and mass migration agenda. You have to watch this speech. It's imperative. I think it was better than Trump's inauguration speech. You have to watch it right now. That's going to wrap it up, though. Owen Schroyer, War Room is coming up, Infowars.com. Thanks for joining us.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads. Often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap. A complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.